We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. And we would like to invite you out to our services. This coming Sunday is going to be Father's Day, and we will be preaching a word that will, we will strive to make men of God better men of God. And if you're not a man of God, we're going to challenge you to become a man of God. And so on holidays like this, I always try and preach a word that will inspire all of us to become more of the people that God would have us to become. And so that will be this coming Sunday, Sunday school at 9:30. And worship at 10:30. So we'd love to have you come out and be a part of that. Also want to say thank you to the folks of Treasure Your Landscape. Back in May, I believe it was, they had a special event out at Space Coast Nursery. And so I went out there that day and to support them, and they had these little siliconized figurines of Jesus, and that was what they had. If you found one of them, you know, I think they gave you a discount. And my wife took those, and she's placed those up on the little ledge above where we wash our sink. And it's always just a nice little encouragement to pray. And one of the people that I pray for are the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. They love Jesus, but they also love making your outdoor area into a more enjoyable space, a space that you'll want to spend time in. So they've got decades of experience. They're a family-based business. They're based here in Central Florida and Merritt Island, but they travel all throughout Brevard County. They have a full array of products. They can do paver installation. They've worked on irrigation systems, installing and managing drains and downspouts, putting greens and artificial turf, landscape lighting, water feature, landscape repair. They can do it all, from the design to the planting to the maintenance, all designed to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Treasure Your Landscape is their phone number. You can reach them at 321-749-1432. They also have Space Coast Nursery, where you can see quite a few different plants. And one of the things that I like about their webpage, their Facebook page, I should say, is they post pictures of some of the different plants that they have and what their strengths are and what they can do, how they can enhance your property and things like that. So it is not only showing you the product, but it helps you to understand these people know what they're doing. So they did the landscape at Merritt Assembly of God out in front, and it survived the drought, the dry months that we've had. And I'm expecting that as time goes by, that it's just going to get more and more beautiful. And so we are very, very thankful to be friends with Dan and Treasure and Heaven and their team. If you are looking at some project outside, they may be a great resource for you. They're friends of the Refresh Radio program, and we're grateful to know them in our lives. So 321-749-1432, Space Coast Nursery is north of the Barge Canal on the east side of the road, south of Hall Road. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Today we are going to Ephesians. We've been talking about prayer, and prayer is one of those things that you could go for years talking about. and you'd still never exhaust the subject matter. So we have been talking about prayer, and we've been in Ephesians chapter 1. We've been in Ephesians chapter 3. Now we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 6, and it is a passage that is very familiar because it talks about spiritual warfare. We're going to be in chapter 6 from verses 10 through 20. But a lot of times we preach this from a freestanding principle, and I believe that we would be better served if we would study this passage. Not that the freestanding truths are not fantastic on their own, but we also need to understand that this is not disconnected from what we talked about in how Paul was praying for the Ephesians in chapter 1 and how he was praying for them in chapter 3. And now we see it come full circle here in chapter 6. So let me read verses 10 through 20, and then we'll dive into it. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So he describes the church in Ephesus here as, finally, my brethren. I heard somebody say something, you know, there's the brethren and the cistern. Well, the cistern where I came from, the house that I grew up in, you had a cistern, and that's where you stored your water so that you could have running water in your house. We could see civilization from our house, but we didn't get running water there until, you know, regular running city water like most people have. We didn't get that until probably I was in my 20s. When my parents finally got that. So when we got to quit hauling water, that was a wonderful thing. So anyway, just throwing in there a little etymological humor. My brethren means this: we're part of the same family. We have the same father. We like one another. We come together. We have, you know, whenever we come to church, it should be like a family reunion. And the family gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And so there's not this, in the body of Christ, there are different positions, but there's different charges of responsibility and things like that. But we must always remember that we're part of the same family. That means we're supposed to have the same value system as the Father. One of the challenges in 2025 is we have people who are claiming to be part of the family, but they're insisting on changing the value system that the Father has put in place. Now, I grew up in a time where it was this. My dad says, my house, my rules. And so whenever he came home from work, whatever he wanted to watch on television is what we wanted to watch on television. Whatever he needed, that's what we had. You know, if he wanted you to change the channel, you changed the channel. Well, those were all kind of preferences and things like that. The Father's guidelines for the body of Christ that enables us to pray and communicate, are we here from the heart of the Father because he's put a value system in place because he knows what is beneficial for us. He knows what is important for us. And so as Paul is praying for these brothers and sisters in Christ, he's praying for them that they would be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So let me ask you, when was the last time you prayed for God to strengthen your ability in your relationship with the Lord? So there's a passage from Nehemiah that says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And there was a song written about it, and there was a version of it where the joy of the Lord is my strength. And then at some point in time, they'd go, ha, 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 ha. And, you know, it was like we were trying to manufacture joy, and that it's just joy that, you know, makes a difference in our life. It's joy that gives us strength. Well, that's not exactly what that passage says. It's may the joy of the Lord. Much like it says, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The joy is something that God provides for us out of our relationship with him, and that relationship being him elevated all the way up to being Lord. And so we are here in this passage, we see that we are to be made strong. It is a state of being. So when we are praying from a position of God-enabled strength. And so whenever I'm asked to pray, whatever the situation is, I'm the first thing that I do before I start speaking is I start listening for a nudge from the Holy Spirit. How do you want me to pray on this occasion? And I can tell you there's some chronic situations I've prayed a lot of prayers over, and I don't want to just say words. I want it to be the prayer of faith. And that means faith in the one who has spoken to me about what to pray. So it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. So like the joy of the Lord, our strength comes from our relationship with God as our heavenly Father, but also that he is the sovereign. He is the self-existent one. This is not time for debate. This is not time for argument. This is a time where when we are walking with him, doing life with him, and he is in charge of our life, there's a strength that comes there. And I'll just go on down there. It talks about being able to stand. So we are empowered by God to be able to stand. So I hope that you allow God to strengthen you, make you strong. Prayer, you know, there's an old cliche, and it said 7 days without prayer makes one weak, W-E-A-K. And so prayer, when we communicate with God, he makes us strong. He makes us more than enough for the situation that is at hand. So if you turn over, we're not going to deviate too far from Ephesians chapter 6, but there are some other areas that we can look at and see where God wants to strengthen us. So I want to take you to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse number 1 says, "You therefore, my son," this is Paul writing to Timothy, "be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." So again, there's that same word, to be strong or to be made strong. Here it says, not only are we made strong in the Lord, but we are made strong or encouraged to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. There are a lot of people that use grace as a force that enables spiritual weakness. I believe that that is a serious misunderstanding of the grace of God. Much like people believe that the new covenant came and lowered the standards, actually the new covenant, the New Testament, the new covenant that was established by Christ through the stripes that he received upon his body and the blood that he shed and the spirit that raised him from the dead, it did not lower the standards, it raised the standards. It did not lower the scope of responsibility. It expanded the scope of ministry that is required to reach the world, not just to reach one particular nation. So grace, which is unmerited favor, it is what God has given to us that we do not deserve, where mercy is us not getting what we do deserve. Grace is God giving us something that we didn't deserve. And it's the favor of God, but it is not a count. The counterfeit grace causes you to say, well, I can go and do whatever I want. I've got a license to sin. The genuine, authentic grace of God says, God's grace is making me strong so that I, in my relationship with Christ Jesus, do not live bound by weakness, but instead I get to live being made strong. And by the way, that tense in Ephesians chapter 6, it means that it is present, but it's passive. It is a work that God is doing inside of us. But it is something that he is constantly doing inside of us. So there are times when we are supposed to strengthen ourselves and our actions. There are other times where God is manifesting his grace and his strength to us so that each day we are becoming stronger and stronger. And so we are to be strong in the Lord. We are supposed to also be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So if you've been a Christian for any length of time, you should be stronger, not weaker. You should be seeing more spiritual victories, not fewer. And so when we pray, we are praying not from a position of weakness, but instead we're praying from a position of strength. Now, if you turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 1, 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 12, you will see this. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me. That's that same word, be strengthened, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. And so God is the one who strengthens us, and then he's the one who counts us faithful. You know, there's a lot of different commodities in the world, and so there's actually something called the commodities market, where people buy and sell contracts on crops that are produced, animals that are grown, oil that is produced, gold that is mined from the earth. Those are all commodities. And so people look at what's going on and they say, well, I believe that that commodity is going to go up in value because it's such an, and there's more demand for it than there is supply of it. If there's an overabundant supply, there's more supply than what there is demand, then all of a sudden the price is going to go down on that. You say, where in the world is Pastor Bob going with this? I want to talk to you about faithfulness for just a moment, because faithfulness is a very rare commodity in 2025. Now, it's not because of a lack of supply. Faithfulness is what God makes believers into. But what there is a shortage of people who will be faithful. So I want to encourage you today to let God enable you, and to the point where he says, this person is faithful and I'm going to be able to trust them with my service, that they are going to be, that I'm going to be able to place them in ministry. And ministry is a lot more than just talking from a pulpit. There's a lot of ministry that goes on that people do not see. So we're just now starting the study on the book of Revelation. And so I'm laying in bed one night, I'm getting ready to go to sleep, and all of a sudden there's this deposit from heaven that comes into my spirit, causes me to get up out of my bed and begin looking for something. And even though I had never considered looking for this before, I found exactly what I was looking for. God literally dropped something into my spirit, and it's like, thank you, Lord. So I had a little bit of a praise report or a little bit of a praise meeting right there in bed. And my wife said, what's going on? And I started telling her. And so my wife and I, we have celebrated a milestone event here in our relationship. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for a faithful God. I'm thankful for a faithful wife. I'm thankful for faithful saints. I'm faithful that God, or I'm thankful that God's made me faithful. Merit Assembly of God was, you know, treated by a lot of people through the years as just a stepping stone. And there are people that come in and they serve and they go on, but that wasn't what God called me to. God called me to love Merit Assembly of God like I was in covenant with him, because I am. Now, here's the thing. Even though there are a lot of faithless people in the world, The scripture says this, God remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. And so God strengthens us so that we can be faithful and that he can put us into ministry. Romans chapter 4 will end here today. Romans chapter 4 and verse number 20 says this. It talks about Abraham. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Abraham is known as the father of faith because he was strengthened. Again, that's present passive, or in this situation, it was past passive. He received strength from God in faith that he was fully convinced that what God had promised, he was able to perform, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So as we are launching out into prayer today, let's pray from that position of strength, not that we have from our genetics or how many times we've been to the gym, but the strength that comes from God that says, he's made me strong. I am strong in the Lord. I'm strong in grace. I am strengthened by God to serve and to serve faithfully. And I'm strengthened by God to believe that he was able to perform that which he has promised. So whatever you are facing today, that's what we're going to pray from. We are not going to pray from the size of the problem. We are going to pray in faith with the strength that comes from the greatness of our God. Father, I know that there are many people who are facing challenges that are quite ominous in their size, in their severity. But Lord, today I want to thank you for who you are. You are good, and your mercy endures forever. You are the one who makes your people strong. You are the one who strengthens us in grace, God, that you strengthen us to be faithful. You strengthen us to serve, and you strengthen us to believe you for what you've promised. God, right now, we trust you to bring about godly resolution in each of these situations. We believe in Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.